USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
First Lady Jill Biden met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. It's part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Meanwhile, the fighting continues. Russian cruise missiles were fired at Odessa, and they bombarded the steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Preparing for increased attacks from the Kremlin as V-Day draws near, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid warnings. Alabama authorities say the car used by an escaped inmate and missing jail official was located in Tennessee last Friday. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton said the local authorities located the car before they knew the two went missing. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
South Korea says North Korea flight-tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch occurred from waters near the eastern port city of Sinpo. Pyongyang has a major shipyard building submarines there. South Korea says the short-range missile flew almost 400 miles, but did not immediately provide details about the submarine that would have been involved in the launch. Authorities in Havana are still digging through the rubble.
At least 22 people are dead after an explosion at a Cuban hotel. Officials say Friday's explosion at the historic Hotel Saratoga in Havana appears to have happened after an accidental gas leak. The Cuban presidential office says rescue efforts are still ongoing, but so far at least 74 people are hospitalized, including 14 children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street had its fifth straight losing week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A federal judge in California has tossed out former President Trump's lawsuit seeking to overturn his ban from Twitter. District Judge James Donato said that Trump's claims that Twitter's ban against him violated the First Amendment didn't hold much water, given that the amendment only applies to government and not private companies. Donato said Trump's only hope was if Twitter was operating as the government under the state action doctrine. In New Mexico, hundreds of firefighters and a fleet of planes are working to circle around the largest fire burning in the country as potentially historic weather conditions were in the forecast. Thousands of residents have evacuated due to flames that have burnt a large swath of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. More than 262 square miles have been blackened over the last several weeks. The start has been traced to a preventative fire that began by the Forest Service to reduce flammable vegetation. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts, not all of which have been implemented. Last month, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but that rule has been silently ignored following a day of opposition. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes and recommends they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country between 1996 and 2001. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.